The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Higher COVID-19 risk tied to two MS therapies, even with vaccination. Fully vaccinated multiple sclerosis patients who are treated with Ocrevus or ocrelizumab or Gilenya, fingolimod, have a significantly higher risk of COVID-19 infection than those given other immunosuppressive therapies, according to a study in Italy. Called breakthrough infections, these post-vaccination cases of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, also were more severe in Ocrevus-treated patients than in individuals with MS who received other disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs. These findings add to an increasing number of studies linking a reduced efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines with Gilenya and B-cell depleting therapies such as Ocrevus. Patients treated with Gilenya and Ocrevus had a higher breakthrough infection rate than patients on other drugs, the researchers wrote. The study, Breakthrough SARS-CoV-2 Infections in MS Patients on Disease-Modifying Therapies, was published in Multiple Sclerosis Journal. COVID-19 vaccines work by training the body's immune system to recognize SARS-CoV-2, allowing a faster and more potent immune response in case of future infection. This immune response is mainly based on the production of specific antibodies that will rapidly bind to the virus upon exposure, mounting immune reactions against it. Thus, these vaccines may not work as well in people who have a weaker immune system, either due to disease or the use of immunosuppressive therapies, the mainstay of MS treatment. In MS, increasing evidence suggests that the weakest vaccine responses, based on the levels of anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies, are observed in people receiving Gilenya and B-cell depleting DMTs. Gilenya works by trapping immune cells in lymph nodes, while B-cell depleting therapies, such as Ocrevus and rituximab, marketed as Rituxan among others, work by promoting the death of immune B-cells, which are responsible for making antibodies. Now, a team of researchers evaluated the risk and outcomes of SARS-CoV-2 breakthrough infections among MS patients on different immunosuppressive DMTs. Data was analyzed from 19,641 MS patients, followed at 27 Italian MS centers. The patient's mean age was 42.3 years, 62% were women, and most had relapsing-remitting MS. Participants had received a full vaccination cycle, either 2 or 3 mRNA vaccine doses, or 1 vaccine dose and a certified COVID-19 infection, between March and December 2021. This period preceded the spread of the Omicron variant that started its massive diffusion in Italy after the December 2021 holiday season, the researchers wrote. Over a median follow-up of 8 months after the last vaccine dose, 137 patients experienced breakthrough infections. These occurred in a mean of 142 days, or about 4.5 months, following vaccination. Compared with patients on other DMTs, the rate of breakthrough infections was significantly higher in patients treated with Ocrevus and Gilenya. This reflected a 3.6 times higher risk of COVID-19 breakthrough infection with Ocrevus, and a 2.7-fold greater risk with Gilenya. No other significant differences were detected between DMTs. While the study also investigated rituximab use, there were too few individuals taking that B-cell depleting therapy for researchers to analyze the data. The number of patients on rituximab is too small to draw conclusions about them, since just one additional infection would have drastically changed the rate of infection estimate, the researchers wrote. Notably, the rates of breakthrough infections among those on Ocrevus or Gilenya were considerably higher in the first 4 months after the last vaccine dose than among those given other DMTs. Among patients who had a confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infection, most had mild to moderate symptoms that did not need treatment. A severe disease course that led to hospitalization was reported in 10 patients, 6 of whom were on Ocrevus. One patient was admitted to the intensive care unit. There were no deaths. The researchers also noted that there were no significant changes in hospitalization rates among Ocrevus-treated patients before and after vaccination. The hospitalization rate for the pre-vaccination period was 19.4% versus 16.7% post-vaccination. For all other treatment groups, including Gilenya, there was a significant reduction of 67% in the hospitalization rate after full vaccination. These results suggest that the rate of severe infections was significantly reduced in all the DMTs excluding Ocrevus, the researchers wrote. But they noted clinicians also may be more prone to admit MS patients on Ocrevus due to previous evidence suggesting they have a higher risk for a severe course. This study on a large sample of people with MS who received a full vaccination cycle confirms that the risk of contracting SARS-CoV-2 infection after COVID-19 mRNA vaccines is higher in people with MS on anti-CD20 monoclonal antibodies, or Gilenya, the team wrote. Among the study's limitations, the researchers emphasized the possibility that additional mild or non-symptomatic cases with positive home antigen tests may not have been recorded. Additionally, the team noted that there was no specific screening for COVID-19 among these patients. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, PhD, on July 7, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Through the Looking Glass, a column by Beth Ulla, published on July 6, 2022. While living with MS, good planning is key to avoiding chaos. Without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. Gloria Steinem. Planning is another example. I still instinctively hold myself to the same standards as before. I'm not quite used to the fact that I must allow myself more time before leaving the house or preparing for a trip. It must be a conscious thought, otherwise I'll forget, or perhaps I'm simply too fatigued for the conscious thought to appear. After returning from a vacation we took 2 weeks ago, I've been thinking more about planning. Leading up to the trip, I left my suitcase open on the living room couch, a tactic that had both pros and cons. I wanted to be prepared, and leaving the suitcase on the couch meant that any clean washing I wanted to take with us could simply be deposited in the suitcase without having to go upstairs, put the clothes in the wardrobe, and then bring them back down later. Of course, distributing the packing over several days also meant that I forgot what I had packed. At least my clothes were in the same place, even if they weren't properly folded and packed until the day we left. The main benefit was that it helped me to manage my fatigue, which was a good thing for going on a busy trip. Medication was the next thing on my list. I have previously explained why I chose not to take my medications for the majority of my symptoms, and with Lemtrada being my current disease-modifying therapy of choice, I don't take many daily prescriptions. The main ones are amantadine for fatigue and baclofen for spasticity, the latter of which I use as little as possible because it exacerbates weakness. I confirmed that I had enough amantadine for the week, based on the highest dose I've been prescribed. In hindsight, I shouldn't have ordered my next prescription to collect upon our return, but you live and learn. Then came the mobility aids. We had planned to go to Monkey World in Dorset, UK, during the week, and I wanted to use my scooter instead of renting one, because I know how mine works. This meant we had to pack it tightly into our small car, ensuring that it was fully charged, and remember to bring the key and charger. I'd forgotten the key once before. We also needed my wheelchair for a boat trip that couldn't accommodate my scooter. Added to that was our luggage and our dog. It was a tight squeeze. In terms of leaving our house, we had to make sure our windows were locked, our garbage bins were left out for collection, and any food that would go bad was disposed of. Oh, and we had to drop off the cats at the cattery. Needless to say, the morning we left was manic. I hope that my planning meant I hadn't forgotten anything, especially the things I had to pack at the last minute, including makeup, toiletries, and a hairdryer. Then came the planning for our week away from home, which included accessibility concerns at our intended destinations. Just writing all of this down has made me more tired than actually living it, which I think means I managed to get it right at the time. We did forget to bring one thing home afterward, my scooter charger, so I've been housebound since we returned. Hopefully it'll soon arrive in the mail. I realize now that planning must be a conscious thought process for me, and I'm still not perfect at it. My wonderful husband picks up the slack, though, when I haven't considered everything. Chronic illness certainly makes spontaneity difficult. To read more columns from Beth Ulla and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.